Transportation. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines transportation as the function of planning, scheduling, and controlling activities related to mode, vendor, and movement of inventories into and out of an organization. Transportation allows companies to cross geographic lines between where products are produced and where they are consumed. Transportation allows for competitive growth. Advances in transportation have widened the markets that companies compete in, both domestically and internationally. The wider a product's distribution and the greater its demand, the more a producer can leverage transportation economies. The responsibilities of a transportation manager include moving inventory throughout the company's supply chain. A traffic manager must decide whether the shipper should own and operate its own transportation fleet or use for hire carriers. This affects all other management decisions. Many traffic managers opt to use a combination of private and purchased transportation services. Local economic conditions affect the market for transportation services. Demand for transportation is high during periods of economic growth. Freight customers may struggle to secure ways to move products to support consumer demand. Transportation systems connect supply chain components and must be properly managed and controlled. This requires visibility and strong communication between all members of the chain. Transportation is an integral part of logistics. Though trucks and trains transporting a company's products or parked at a business's facility are common sights, few consumers understand how much the economy depends on economical and reliable transportation. Transportation focuses on two main logistical services for products, movement and storage. Product movement. The purpose of transportation services is to move goods to specific destinations as typically specified by date and time. Transportation is key to procurement, manufacturing, and customer relations management. Product storage. Product storage is a less visible element of transportation. Anytime product is in a vehicle, it is in storage. Since unloading, warehousing, and reloading costs may be great, vehicles are often used for temporary product storage, especially if the product shipping date is within a few days. Proactive transportation management. Transportation services are vital to fulfillment of demand from a company's customers. Customers may be internal parties that need to be satisfied, business-to-business, E2B, customers, or end customers. Cost-effective transportation allows companies to access higher quality and lower-priced materials and to realize economies of scale. Keeping transportation expenses relatively low decreases product cost, which allows a company to be competitive in multiple markets. For example, if a German-based manufacturer sells clocks in Portugal for 150 euros plus 10 euros for order processing and delivery, while the cost of a similar quality Portuguese-made clock is 175 euros, the German company can compete effectively in the local Portuguese market. Transportation costs must not only be effective, they must also be in line with customer requirements. It does customers little good to have inexpensive transportation if the product arrives late or damaged. Proactive transportation management is critical to an efficient and economical operation and should be considered when a company plans organizational and supply chain processes. Transportation management challenges. Obstacles to transportation management include the growth of outsourcing. In particular, offshore manufacturing increases transit times and the potential for supply chain disruptions. Defect-free deliveries. Customers demand defect-free materials, which requires ensuring packaging and dunnage are sufficient for the transportation mode. Need for responsiveness and shorter lead times. Customers demand the ability to better match changing demand requirements or shorter lead times, which translates to smaller, more frequent deliveries. Capacity constraints. Delays occur when transportation demand is greater than transportation capabilities. International shipping delays can occur when containers are not available where needed due to the imbalance of trade between countries. Global transportation cost structures. Fuel, labor, and other expenses must be considered at an international level. Principles of transportation. The main principles of transportation are economy of scale, economy of distance, and cost of velocity. These foundational principles can be broken down, continuous flow, on-time delivery, optimized unit of cargo, maximized vehicle unit, adapted vehicle unit to volume and nature of traffic, standardization, compatibility of unit load equipment, minimization of dead weight to total weight, Maximum utilization of capital, equipment, and personnel. Cargo safety. These principles are useful in setting transportation selection guidelines and can be used to accomplish the seven rights of logistics.